This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Election Commission to launch nationwide voter education program from February 15 to March 1st. Directs political parties to release election manifestos before the launch. Prime Minister Sushila Karki directs security agencies to remain on high alert to ensure safe polls. Acknowledges India's support for election. Government revises mid-year budget, downsizes by over 14%. And Bangladesh prepares for a historic election and referendum tomorrow. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has announced a nationwide voter education program ahead of the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5. According to Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, the program will be conducted in all 6,743 wards across the country from February 15 to March 1st. The program is being implemented under the Voter Education Special Program 2082 in line with the constitutional and legal provisions aiming to inform citizens about the voting process, secret balloting, proper use of ballot papers, the election code of conduct and ways to avoid false and misleading information, promoting informed participation and reducing invalid votes. Meanwhile, the Commission has directed political parties and candidates to make their election manifestos public before February 15. Parties and candidates are also required to submit their manifestos to the Commission and concerned election offices. Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said candidates contesting under the first-past-the-post system may submit their manifestos in accordance with the Election Code of Conduct 2082. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has directed all security agencies to remain on high alert to ensure credible and trustworthy security for the upcoming election. Addressing the Division Commanders Coordination meeting at the Nepali Army headquarters yesterday, ahead of Mahashivaratri and Army Day, the Prime Minister stressed the need to avoid past mistakes and strengthen coordination among security bodies. She urged the Nepali Army to work in close coordination with all agencies, drawing lessons from previous elections to ensure a safe environment. Prime Minister Karki said she is confident that the Army will fulfill its responsibilities effectively under the Integrated Security Plan for the election. She also instructed security agencies to create an environment where all political parties can carry out activities without obstruction, supported by a clear and coordinated action plan. The meeting was attended by senior Army officials, division commanders and department chiefs. Chief of the Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdel briefed participants on the overall security situation. Separately, the Prime Minister expressed gratitude to India for its support for the election during the meeting with India's Ambassador to Nepal, Naveen Srivastav. She thanked the Government of India for providing vehicles and essential materials, citing the election's special circumstances. The ambassador said India has consistently supported Nepal's democratic progress and emphasized the importance of post-election democratic and constitutional stability. At a different event, speakers at a policy dialogue in Kathmandu have stressed the need to strengthen security cooperation between Nepal and India to address cross-border crimes and shared security challenges. The discussion brought together experts from leading think tanks in both countries where the participants said closer coordination and timely exchange of information would help curb cross-border terrorism, illegal trade and disinformation. Meanwhile, Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has separately held discussions on election security and preparations for the upcoming election. The Home Minister visited the Election Commission office yesterday to review election readiness and met with Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari, Secretary Krishna Bahadur Raut and other senior officials. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Bhandari briefed the Home Minister on security-related responsibilities of the Home Ministry during the ongoing election process. The government has revised down both revenue and expenditure estimates through its mid-year review of the budget for the current fiscal year 2082-83. Unveiling the half-yearly budget assessment report yesterday, the Ministry of Finance said the total budget size has been reduced from the original ₹1,964.11 billion. to ₹1,688.32 billion, about 86% of the initial allocation. Overall, the budget has been downsized by just over 14%. The Finance Ministry said the revision aims to achieve 6% economic growth while keeping inflation within 5.5%. The changes take into account the economic impact following the Gen Z movement, project reprioritization and cabinet decisions to curb spending. The ministry said it is withholding funds from unprepared and unproductive programs, tightening current expenditure and focusing on domestic resources amid declining foreign aid. At least 12 people were killed and 8 others injured in a bus accident near Manthali Ramechhap early morning yesterday. The bus heading from Kathmandu to Okhaldunga veered off the road at Masantar in Manthali Municipality 6 and plunged approximately 100 metres into Tamakosi River. Deputy Superintendent of Police Bhola Bhatta said passengers were rescued and taken to local hospitals for treatment. Meanwhile, 10 of the deceased have been identified, with the identities of 2 others are yet to be confirmed. The bus driver has been taken into police custody and the authorities continue to investigate the cause of the accident. A business delegation from Qatar, led by a board member of the Qatar Chamber of Commerce and Industries, met with Nepal's finance and foreign ministers yesterday to discuss bilateral investment, trade expansion and cooperation between the governments and the private sectors. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal highlighted opportunities for Qatari investment in energy, minerals, health, education, tourism, agriculture and information technology. Likewise, Foreign Minister Balananda Sharma emphasized Nepal's policy reforms and investor-friendly measures, pointing to potential in infrastructure, energy, tourism and IT sectors. Officials said the visit aims to strengthen Nepal-Qatar economic ties and lay the groundwork for future investment partnerships. Nepal has scored 34 out of 100 in 2025 Corruption Perceptions Index, published by Transparency International, showing no improvement from last year. With this score, the country ranks 109th out of 182 nations, indicating ongoing challenges in controlling corruption. Transparency International Nepal cited political instability, weak governance, lack of transparency and impunity as key factors behind persistent corruption. The organization emphasized the need for a strong political will, full implementation of laws and an independent judiciary to address the issue. Among South Asian countries, Bhutan scored highest at 71, while Nepal lagged behind its northern neighbor, which scored 43 and remained above countries like Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now onto an international news update. More than 127 million Bangladeshis are set to vote tomorrow in a landmark parliamentary election and nationwide referendum, 18 months after a student-led protest led to removal of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. An interim government led by Nobel laureate Mohamed Yunus has overseen the transition period, ensuring neutrality in state administration, security agencies and the electoral process. Voters will not only elect members of parliament but also decide on proposed constitutional, electoral and institutional reforms. Observers described the polls as the country's first genuinely free and fair election in over a decade, offering tens of millions the opportunity to cast a credible vote. Experts stress the importance of transparency, inclusiveness and peaceful conduct to maintain public confidence in the democratic process. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, partly cloudy over the remaining hilly areas and mainly fair over the Tarai region today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. Likewise, fog and mist are likely to persist at a few places in the Tarai region until noon today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly winds across the country at present. And the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 15 and 17 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here's a quick recap of the headlines. Election Commission to launch nationwide voter education program from February 15 to March 1st directs political parties to release election manifestos before the launch. Prime Minister Cecilia Carkey directs security agencies to remain on high alert to ensure safe polls, acknowledges India's support for election. Government revises mid-year budget, downsizes by over 14%. And Bangladesh prepares for historic election and referendum tomorrow. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at radionepalonline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.